Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday night, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete, entire, and whole spirit, soul, and body. Even though our spirit doesn't need to be healed or changed, or we don't need to gain understanding or insight or direction or strength or anything in our spirit, what we do need to do is have a greater connection between our spirit and our soul. Our soulical senses, our soulical skills and abilities, and our consciousness, our awareness of who we are, who God is, and what we're in this world for, all depend on getting the accurate information, the accurate life, the accurate everything from God Himself through our spirit. Where we have wounds, we have misbeliefs about who God is, about who we are, about others, and about the circumstances we find ourselves in. So the presence of those wounds keep God from doing what He wants to do in your life. So He is committed to your healing. Hopefully, from your standpoint, that's a good thing. We know that there are certainly situations and circumstances where, for whatever reason, we have come to live with our wounds. Whether we feel like this is something we're just going to have to deal with, or it's not that important, it's not having as big an effect on me as what other people have gone through, or, you know, whatever our thinking is. This is always, you know, everybody has something. Another situation is we may not realize we have wounds. Well, God's commitment is that you not only know what your wounds are, but that He is given that opportunity to heal us of those wounds. Once those wounds are healed over time, there is greater expectation of us becoming whole. And as we do that, we more and more are called upon by God and by our spirit to behave according to the truth. The truth has already been accomplished in your life. You are a spirit being. You are a joint heir, a co-inheritor, a son of God. So, with that being true, over time, your behavior is not dictating your identity. Your behavior is following your behavior, I mean your identity. It's not a matter of thinking, okay, I'm a joint heir with Christ, so I have to act like this. It's rather you will be honorable, courageous, strong, comforting, joyful, peaceful, restful, in your actions, in your behaviors, in your activities, because you are a son of God, a joint heir, a co-inheritor. These characteristics that define your and determine your behavior are an outflow from your spirit into your soul and then towards your body. Your behavior does not determine your identity. Your identity determines your behavior. So as we look at our wounds, and if we consider and ponder, is this important to God? Is this important to me? It's not just whatever pain or inconvenience or, you know, occasional distraction it may be for you, but recognize that those wounds are keeping you from receiving the life that God wants you to have. So those wounds are an enemy of God. So He is committed to removing those wounds by healing them and by exposing the lies, by revealing the truth. So it's not just for your sake, because He feels sorry for you and He doesn't want you hurting, or for whatever reason you might think. It's because those wounds are standing in the way of His desire, which is a complete you. So we can have that confidence that we don't need to talk God into healing us. We don't need to try to rationalize why, you know, the healing that we desire, even if it's whether it's a big one or a little one, they're all the same to Him. Wounds need to be healed. His desire is to heal them because they are keeping Him from His desire, from His goal. So as you consider the time you spend and the effort and the energy that is often required, not always, but often required to learn how to get healed, as we learn what God values, we find out that as we approach the projects that God has given us, we are being the best possible stewards of His time. We determine what God wants us to be working on and then focus on it. God, is there anything else I can be doing here? How much time do you want me to be spending on this? Lord, I want to be about Your business. How do I do that? And when we see getting healed as important to us as it is much more important to Him, we will not let others question or ourselves question the time, effort, and energy that we are putting into the whole project. We think of, oh, we could be out, you know, serving others. And very often we hear that that's the reason you're focused on these wounds, is because it's a distraction from really going out and doing some good. Well, it's actually the other way around. Your job is not to do good. Your job is to be dependent on God. And He may or may not do good through you. Your job is to be dependent on Him and follow through on what He's telling you to do. Good being done in the world is not an assignment. It's an opportunity for us to learn to rule and reign. Whatever that definition of good is. And whether he has us isolated in the middle of a desert island, alone, with no hope of being rescued, or in the middle of a bustling city where we have contact with people and churches and worldwide ministry, it doesn't matter. In both of those cases, God's desire is that our wounds be healed. Because an unhealed wound is like a stopper or a dam in a river. The river's there, and the stream bed is there. But there's this big wound, this lie, this falsehood that is keeping his life from flowing from our spirits into our soul. And frankly, that wound is an affront to who he is, his character. So regardless of whether you feel you deserve to be healed or that maybe he's got better things to do, I encourage you to not settle for not being healed. Don't settle for, and we'll get into some details later on, but don't settle for what you believe about being healed. Pursue God. Know him. He will change you in whatever way he chooses. But his desire is that you would be whole, complete, and entire, and able to receive the eternal life in your soul that you have already received in your spirit. We've been talking about some of those misbeliefs that we have about healing in general. And if you want to call in and have a question about what we've talked about so far, or if you have your own misbelief that you're struggling with, or would like to bring to our attention, give us a call at 718-664-6988, and we'll talk about it on air. So, do you have any beliefs or doctrines about healing that are keeping you from really pursuing God and asking him for healing, seeking him out until he heals you? That's 718-664-6988. So the misbeliefs we've already talked about that hinder our healing, that can hinder our healing. And this is when God wants to heal us. What we believe about that can hinder. That can't prevent, but it can hinder. And that's why we want to be open to what he's saying so he can change some of these misbeliefs. Big one is that God doesn't heal people today. That's what he has doctors for. It's amazing how there's always a rationalization. God has changed because the times have changed. So God doesn't have to heal because now we have doctors. God doesn't change. He changes us. So the second misbelief we were talking about is that God only uses spiritually mature people or people in authority or in ministry to deliver his healing. So it either depends on the person praying for you or being on the right prayer line list and enough people praying for you or laying hands on you or anointing with you with oil, whatever it is, whatever belief we have, if it's not done right, we won't be healed. And that's just not true. God heals us directly. And when we ask him, Lord, is there anything that is hindering this healing? He brings it to the surface so we can deal with it. Next, we're going to talk about the misbelief that God only heals through someone with the gift of healing. There are definitely special gifts that God gives when he desires and to whom he desires and for whatever reason. But that doesn't mean that those gifts are not available to everyone. It's not about the gift, it's about the giver. We've, I think, come to really rely on the whole concept of gift of healing and gift of wisdom and these different gifts, that they are like a package, and that they're a gift from God, and then we open the package, we undo the ribbons, and we look inside, and oh, there's this gift of healing or wisdom or knowledge or prophecy or whatever. When it's really meant to be much closer to characteristic or face. When you look at a die that you throw in games and that kind of thing, then there's six sides. Well, each one of those is a face. But it's all one die. They each have a different number, but it's all one die. And sometimes when you roll it, one number will come up. The next time, a different number is likely to come up. Now, the die doesn't change, but the way it lands, the way it ends up, changes, depending on all the different circumstances it's in. Well, each one of those faces is a character of that die. Likewise, each one of the gifts, the numerous, multitudinous gifts that are mentioned in scriptures and we all experience, each one of those is merely a face, a character of the totality of who God is. And because God made us with a soul, there's aspects or reflections of that character that channels or funnels that nature of who God is. If we were to go back and think again on Adam and Eve and their communing with God before the fall, did they have any gifts that we call the gifts of the Spirit? Did they have them or did they need them? Well, since they were fully communing with God at all times, they had him fully available. They talked with him. They had all their needs met. Those characteristics were never really utilized. Any information they needed, they'd gleaned or received through their spirit into their soul and even into their body. Now that interface between the spirit and the soul, again, we're talking about that's where the wounds are. That's where the wound's interference is. So as our wounds are healed, that interface becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. As that water flows, that interaction becomes stronger and more invigorating. And so the characteristics of God in us spiritually and in our soul, the unique character and temperament He's given each one of us, come into union. It's lining up holes so that you can see right through, and what is coming in through one end flows through the other. It's like connecting that hose to the spigot and then turning on the water and it flows through. So as those wounds are removed in us, His life flows through us. And we become more and more aware and enlivened in our particular soulical characteristics. For whatever reason, there are people that, whether it's because they have had their wounds healed in that area, or just because this is God's choice, they have had that aspect of their character, their temperament, their soul, connected to freely receive from the Spirit of God through their spirit. So there are people out there that clearly have the gift of healing. It's not that they possess a gift, but their character in that area lines up and is able to receive the healing God wants to give through them. So there are some areas we need to change our whole concept of gift, but we'll get into that a little bit later, much more specifically. So there are definitely special gifts that God gives, but that doesn't mean that gift of healing is not available, and just the, and healing itself is not available to everybody. If you have Jesus living and abiding in you, which you do if you are a believer, if you've been re-enlivened, if you've been re-inspirited, He is just as much in you as He is in anyone else. A person with a known gift of healing may be just like you or me in every way, but perhaps they have simply submitted themselves to His training in order to learn how to let His healing flow. God is the healer, and He is not less a healer for you than He is for someone else. That's His character. That's who He is. He's a healer. There are just so few of us that want to put in that time to learn, that those who have learned are often exalted as special. And they are. They are special. And they are to be honored. But not because of a gift or the thought that God gave them a special gift because they in some way pleased Him more. No, it's because they have paid the tuition. They have gone to school done their homework, went to the classes, made mistakes, and they learned how to let God heal them so that now they are available to let Him heal others through them. Okay? So it doesn't matter that you're not around someone who has a gift of healing. That's not going to keep God from healing you. And it doesn't matter that you don't even believe in the gift of healing, because really that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about an impartation of healing or a situation where because someone prays for you, you receive a healing. That is just one of the many ways God extends and reveals His healing to us individually. No, what we're talking about is God chooses how He delivers His healing, and we receive it. And some receive healing right at the moment of salvation, and some at certain points in time in their lives. And I think we don't want to get too distracted at trying to come up with a pattern of the mechanics of how God heals and why He heals one person and not another. We know, and we are we know for certain that God desires us to be whole. But He is the one who determines the hows, the whens, and in the manner in which He makes us whole. He is the God. When we look at, for instance, the ways Jesus healed people. Now remember, Jesus was fully man. Jesus was just like you and me. Except He was, because He was sinless, He could commune with His Father even while He lived on this earth. He received the life, the eternal life, that now we do too. Did He have wounds? Absolutely. And He learned how to go to His Father to get them healed. And that's the pattern that we're following. It's not the behavior, but the character of sonship. What did Jesus do? He learned how to go to His Father to get healing. He learned how to go to His Father to hear His Father. He was trained by His Father. He learned obedience to His Father. It was His life here on this earth was about relationship to His Father. But it was never about pleasing His Father, because He knew He already did. And because of that, we now partake of that. We take part in that confidence. And so we can, you know, as we know, come before the throne boldly. We can call out, "Dad, what's going on here? This hurts. Can't you do something about it?" So let's just do that. Just anything that the Lord wants to bring to your mind, just put it out there. And "Dad, is there anything that we need to do to change our beliefs? Anything we need to give up? Lord, just bring it to the surface, and we give it to You. And now, Lord, Father, God, Daddy, we ask You to heal whatever You desire to heal right now. Those areas of pain, just relieve that pain. Whether it's emotional or physical, we just give it to you. And let him just take it. Don't have an expectation of what his healing is going to be like. He's the God. He gets to choose how he heals us. So we'll pick it up there next Tuesday. Give time. Give God time. Give him the time that this deserves. It's very important to him that we are healed. So what's important to him should be important to us. It's not self-indulgence. It's not giving power to our wounds, to our hurts. It's following through on what God has gotten our attention through that wound, through pain. He wants you healed. He's not going to let that wound interfere with what he wants to do in your life. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. We'll be getting back together on Thursday at 6:30. Oh, and just a quick program announcement. On Saturdays, we are going to start the show at 9 o'clock in the morning instead of from 10 o'clock, just so everyone can get a quicker start to the day. So hope to see you then. That's on 9 o'clock on Saturdays for the question and answer session. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great evening.